Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. It's time. You bring us a poll, then we do our own research to see if the results match.
Yes, and today it's all about me becoming a new parent.
Oh, yes. When isn't it?
When isn't it, did you say?
About you. Yeah.
When isn't it?
What? I am insinuating that whenever you talk about something on the radio, it's about you becoming a new parent.
Oh.
Got it?
Okay, when isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's not funny because I had to explain it to you. I'm just mad at you because you didn't notice that I'm not wearing glasses today.
See, I don't even notice the small things, right?
I look at
the bigger picture and I go, Beck's a great person.
Whatever.
Yeah. She is loyal. She is energetic. Moving along. Polls apart, okay? This is where I want to test the survey, like Beck already mentioned. So I want you to weigh in. 0429-985-985. The big question that my wife and I are currently contemplating, It's like, oh, what do we do in this situation, is cloth nappies versus disposable nappies.
Ah, yes. Now, there's like pros and cons for both.
Because there is the environmental issue when it comes to the disposable ones.
And the cost.
Yeah, and long-term, the cost.
Long-term cost.
Apparently, they're better for your baby cloth, which I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
didn't know that.
They're gentler on the skin.
Yeah, but then, of course, you've got the time. It's like, well, you got to wash that. It's so hard.
You're dealing with a lot of poo and wee.
Cons. So I've actually found a survey. It's done here in Australia.
Yeah, what are our choices?
Okay, your choices are, do you, A, use reusable nappies? Do you, B, use eco or organic disposable nappies? Or do you, C, use just disposable nappies?
Okay.
So I don't text in A, B, or C because I'll forget. But text in which one you use. Are they the reusable nappies, such as the cloth nappy? Or is it the eco disposable nappy or just your standard disposable nappies?
Yep.
Let us know. 0429-985-985. And hey, if you want to weigh in and help my wife and I decide.
I feel like it's a real personal decision. Nappies?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would have loved to have used
cloth
100% of the time.
Mm.
However,
hard.
It's a lot more work.
But people do it.
Oh, a lot of people do it because it's really good for the environment.
I'm not going to give you the stats on the survey, but I was shocked.
Oh, I wouldn't be. A lot of people do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, lots. It's probably in the last like 10 years it's really come back again.
All right, 0429-985-985. Out of these three options, which did you use? Is it the cloth nappies, the eco disposable nappies, or the disposable nappies? Just the plain throw it out. Let us know. 0429-985-985. Got Ananda on the phone. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Very
good. What do you use or did you use?
So I'm a mom, been 20 months, and then I'm a full-time cloth mom since birth. So since she came out of the belly, she's wearing cloth nappies.
Nice.
So you said cloth all the time?
Even at night?
Cloth 100, even at night. 100% of the time, never put a disposable nap on her butt.
Wow. Okay, I guess you can't compare because you didn't go the other way, but my big question would be, okay, you've got to wash them. There's a lot of extra work, and when you've got a newborn, I've been told that you're already a zombie. So how do you navigate that, Ananda?
Oh, that is hard when you have got a newborn at home. But let's say you are the husband. If you give your wife a hand, that doesn't become a problem at all. That just enters in your routine on the washing of nappies. Like you have to wash your clothes anyway, so may as well wash the nappies after you wash your clothes.
In the same washing machine?
Same washing machine, especially when they are newborn, breastfed, the pooey, they are all liquid and they are just breast milk, basically.
Oh,
and also, there's not a problem at all. And the money that you save along the years, it is incredible, amazing. And then all the landfill that you don't send to landfill, it is incredible, amazing as well.
Nice work,
Ananda. Well, Ananda, we'll put...
from friends. Yeah.
We'll put you down for the cloth and nappy there.
A lot of people are saying we use cloth at home and disposable when we go out. I don't know how to put that down on our list, on our poll, because it's both.
Does it void? Okay.
They kind of cancel each other out.
Keep them coming. 0429 985 985. I'm going to reveal the results of my survey up next and our survey. But if you are both, just think, which do you use the most?
Yes.
Out of those two.
Yeah, tell us which one you're using the majority of the time.
Now, a lot of texts coming through. Thank you to every single one of you. The last one that came through was from Bronwyn. She says, I had to look into cloth due to the cost when our second baby came along. With two in nappies, we needed to save. I was surprised at how easy it was and how much quicker the second was to toilet train than the first. I put it down to the cloth nappy, allowing her to know when she was wet. See, that's an interesting thing.
Interesting.
Because you've got to toilet train.
These school holidays.
Yeah. Again, because you tried it last school holidays and it works and they're attempting it again.
I've got to do a proper go of it this time. I'm like, we're not leaving the house in the first week. This is getting done. You start school next year.
Maybe if he was in cloth.
I don't know. I'm just going to get all the bribes ready.
Anyway, a lot of ticks coming
through. I
have
to read this one just quickly from Reggie. Disposable all day. Get that smell out of the house ASAP.
So true. All right. Let's have a look at the results. Now, you...
Do one for one?
One for one, yes. You kick it off.
All right. 38.4% of our listeners use cloth nappies.
38?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Australia says 5.
5%?
Only, that's why I said it absolutely shocked me. I thought, like you, that there was a new, an awakening, you know, to the cloth nappy. No, only 5%.
Wow.
Okay, eco?
Eco, 7.6%.
Eco or / organic disposable nappies, 4%.
Okay, not
so pretty similar to the cloth nappy.
Disposables, 54%.
91%.
Wow, this is off.
This is massively off.
Do you think it's because people who wear cloth nappies are speaking up more?
Because
they want to encourage other people to do it?
Possibly. And it is saving, you know, the environment. We're listening. Landfill. So I get it. I totally
makes
do
me
get
feel
it.
Better for using disposable nappies.
Because you're with the majority. But I've got some interesting stats that came along with it, okay? So of the age groups, of the ones who are using the cloth nappies...
Yes.
Do you think there's a particular age that would be using it more than others?
Not really.
Okay, well, 30 to 35-year-olds, 45% of them are using
the cloth
nappies.
That's my age,
really?
Yeah. So most of the people I know... Are using them, apparently.
Apparently.
Well, maybe that's where everyone falls in our texting line, because that would make
more
sense.
And then I thought, okay, well, what about the cost? Because is it, hey, look, I need to save money? Mm. And normally you would associate that with younger parents.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, I need to save money. I haven't saved a lot.
Well, the thing is, though, it's with the cloth nappies, it's a bigger cost on the outset, like when you're doing it.
So you were saying that, what, $40?
They can be.
That's ridiculous.
Nappy.
Isn't it just material?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's
I'll
not,
go to spot. I'll go to shops
like
and
lots of things with them. I don't ask me. I don't use them.
Yeah, you're on the 91%. That's
right. I'm the 91%.
Well, 40%. Okay, so again, this is of those using the cloth nappies. 40% of those have the average income between $100,000 and
$200,000
a year.
Whoa! Well, that's why they're
I would have thought that would go the other way, and those with the less income.
Well, it's because it's they save you money in the long run.
Okay.
So they can be expensive to buy the amount you need when you're first starting out, but in the long run, it's going to save you more. So if you've got a low disposable income, you're not going to be able to fork out the initial cost. Yeah, at the start.
Interesting stats, but thank you so much for everyone that got in touch. What is my wife and I going to do? I don't know.
Well, let us know. We'll be waiting.
Oh,
how many weeks now?
9 or 10.
So close.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.